The arrest of a 19-year-old Somali-American man in connection with an alleged plot to detonate a car bomb in Portland, Oregon, has turned attention back to a community that's gotten this kind of attention before. Somalis were also arrested in Minneapolis. They were thought to have been recruited by the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, a group that's linked to Osama bin Laden. Is there a problem with this Somali immigrant community or not? We're joined now by Zuhoor Ahmed, host of Somali Community Link at our affiliate KFAI in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, let me ask you about the connections. When you speak about, say, Somali Americans, especially first generation, are you talking about an entire group? Can you say something that's true of the Somali community in Minneapolis, say, that's also true of the Somali community in Oregon?
Well, I mean, the experiences are kind of similar, although in the Twin Cities, of course, as you might know, this is where most of the Somalis are populated here in Minnesota. But the experiences are kind of, similar across. So the experiences would be similar to the ones in Oregon, in Ohio, and so on.
Well, let me ask you about those experiences. What are, say, these experiences or the things in either cultural history or political history that distinguish Somali Americans from any other immigrant group?
Well, despite the similarities that immigrants would, every immigrant that go through here would kind of go through here, the deal with the Somali community here is that there's a struggle of, struggle with the older generation in terms of adapting to this new culture and, trying to be part of the society. But it's totally different when it comes to the young people, when it comes to the youth. It's actually more than just trying to adapt to the culture. To them, it's actually belonging to two cultures, the American culture and the Somali culture, and trying to figure out which one they identify more with, their parents and rich traditional culture or the pop culture of America.
Well, and we actually have a comment from an unidentified Somali girl talking about this very thing.
Because they don't have communication in their house, mm-hmm. like they don't have somebody to talk to, mm-hmm. like they're going to try to look for somebody to talk to. Because at home, mm-hmm. like often they don't ask you, oh, so that, hey, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Just do what you got to do, Marka, that's all. That's period. But then you're going to try to find somebody that understands you, somebody that's going to listen to you and care about what you say.
That sounds, Zuhoor, like a clash of cultures there.
Definitely, definitely. That young girl is a girl from this project called Igal Shadad that this year was focusing on trying to bridge the gap between the younger generation and the older generation. And as you've heard of it, the girl was expressing how much there's a lack of connection between the parents and the children, and that the children are expressing that, but the parents are not yet getting it. Not that they don't care, but they have a load of other things to deal with, like survival issues, trying to, bring clothing and food and shelter and other things to the table for them to make ends meet. So that's kind of a bigger issue to the older generation, where the younger generation, it's that identity crisis, so trying to figure out who they identify themselves with and who they are.
Well, this project that you're talking about is something that you worked on as well. And one of the things that came up quite a bit was this sense of isolation among Somali American young people, in that they said that some of them said they felt like they didn't belong to any one group, that they're African blacks, they speak Arabic, they're Muslims, and yet they don't really fit into any of those particular communities, and therefore they end up on the fringe. Do you think that leads to this supposed radicalization we see in some Somali American young people?
Oh, definitely. I mean, as you know, when you're young, you just want to belong, you just want to fit in. And you have this interesting group of people, young people that identify themselves or are supposed to belong to so many groups, whether it be Muslim or being African or being Somali or being American, but yet they're just lost in the middle, in the mix of all these cultures that they happen to be surrounded by, and they just feel isolated or they feel not belonging to any of them. And that's why it's so easy for them to be vulnerable to any, whether it's like a gang group or Al-Shabaab or anything thing like that.
Well, let me ask you, Zuhour Ahmed. I'm clearly not an immigrant, and none of in my family has been one for a very long time. So maybe I don't understand, but it seems to me like every immigrant group has these kind of challenges, these challenges of isolation, these challenges of perhaps speaking another language as your first language, the challenges of differences in culture where there's a clash between the younger generation and the older. Is there something that sets the Somalis apart that makes that even more difficult to deal with?
Well, of course, when you going through something, regardless of who went through it before you, it's very unique to you. It's your own unique experience. So that, to me, I would never worry about it or never think about it as, you know, an experience that someone else went through and I'm going through it. It's just because I'm dealing with it, it's my own unique experience. So that's one. And the other reason is what's happening in the world right now. I guess being Muslim in the world right now sets a different tone where, you know, in media or anywhere else, you know, that comes across as a negative connotation. There's something negative that's attached to being Muslim. So being a young Muslim in America, it's difficult as it is right now because of everything else that's happening in the world. And of course, we know the country, the history of racism in this country, and being even a black person makes it even worse, and belonging to a country where there's still civil war going on. And so all of these together, I guess, makes it very unique.
Well, I mean, I actually read a headline somewhere that said, what's wrong with Somali Americans? Do you think there's something wrong? Is this simply a matter of immigrants trying to fit in and all immigrants having those kind of problems? Or is there a high risk of radicalization among the Somali American groups?
I don't think there's anything wrong with them. I think it's just another thing that the Somali immigrants are kind of going through, and you know, as other immigrants overcome struggles and barriers, I feel like, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and so we'll be able to overcome that.
Okay, and your response to, I mean, what would you say to the community in Oregon that's getting backlash because of the bombing suspect Mohammed Osman Mohammed?
Well, I believe that this is where the Muslim community needs to come together and respond to that in a positive way, in a way where they would take this as an opportunity to educate their neighbors and their fellow communities about who they are, who the Muslims are, who the Somalis are, and to be actively involved in the community and show the other side of the community.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.